Last segment, we talked about the cannabis convention and smoking pot in the NFL and in this country. And we're going to continue that theme. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a noted marijuana activist. And I hope I have your name correct, sir. It's John Jimlinson.
Oh, that's correct. John Jimlinson.
Well, welcome to the program. And tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, thank you, Craig. I work for the Pot Organization of Texas, or POT.
Right.
And as the president of POT, I'm trying to get the message out that pot is not only not bad for you, it's also not the non-beneficial damaging substance that has no benefits. And that really is our slogan. Pot is not only not bad for you, it's also not the non-beneficial damaging substance that has no benefits. And what I want to do is take advantage of your listening audience to encourage them to get involved with the reformation of marijuana laws.
So you think it should be legal everywhere?
Absolutely, George. I was speaking with the president of the Atlanta Legal Society. The Atlanta Legal Society organization promoting otherworldly tetrahydrocannabinol. It's a long title. It's also pot.
Okay.
Atlanta Legal Society organization promoting otherworldly THC.
Gotcha.
And she agreed that this is special. This is a special time. We need to get these laws changed, and we're on fire. We're burning up the political world with political change, and I hate to be blunt.
Oh jeez.
But all those in opposition to pot usage, you're going down.
Whoa.
It's gonna be a blaze.
Okay.
And after this, after we get all these laws changed, we're going to focus on other issues that affect Americans for freedom too. We're not just a one-hitter wonder here. We're really going to rack up victories like you wouldn't even believe.
Wow, you sound like someone else.
Familiar.
So what I'd like to do is I want you to sign our petition to put all Texas children on pot. Can I have your email addresses?
All Texas children?
I don't know if that's such a good. I mean, what ages are we talking about here?
Well, we like to start at 8.
No.
And then slowly increase the usage to just a few blunts a day at the age of 12.
That seems a little young to encourage drug use.
Anti-inflammatory properties, George.
Yes.
Anti-inflammatory properties. That's what cannabis oil has. And I think that you'll really see a whole race of super children that will be born out of the next
children.
Generation due to pot usage.
You know, my knee's been bugging me lately.
Maybe
I think pot would really help you.
You think?
Yeah. Do you have anything wrong with you, the other one?
No, I'm okay right now.
You called him Craig twice.
Pot would really help you then.
Oh, so it would help both of us.
Now, you guys are a sports-involved station, correct?
Yes, we're sports-involved.
Oh, now which one is this one?
It's George. You called me that just a second ago.
Okay. Yeah, I know all about you. You're the one who's opposed pot from the get-go, from the very beginning.
Well, it's I would say I'm.
It says here in my file that you've been grandstanding against drugs ever since you were called out on the carpet by Jody Dean at a public event.
I don't know if I've been grandstanding about this whole thing.
Okay. So as a sports-involved station, and you two guys are sports talk candidates, well, we have all kinds of athletic endorsers that you should be aware of. Ricky Williams, Jim McMahon, Mark Stepnoski, Ricky Williams, and the list goes on from there.
That's three.
Back to Mark Stepnoski.
Those are the ones we always hear about. We don't really hear about too many others.
And this is not just about the drug. This is about freedom. You know, now, for example, I've never taken the pot. I myself am more of an amphetamine guy, but...
Wow, that's surprising. You're the leader of pot.
That's correct, but I like uppers. And this is about the civil rights of Americans, not just some Americans, but all Americans who smoke pot multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have here a celebrity endorser who would like to remain anonymous that wants to speak.
Why does that do you any good if he's not saying who he is?
Well, he wants to maintain his anonymity, sir, and I believe that he's afforded that under the Constitution of our great Declaration of Independence.
All right. Put him
Hold on.
On.
I'm going to put him on the line, okay?
All right.
Could you talk to this sports station in Dallas?
Hi.
Hello? Yeah. Who's this?
It's, like one of those guys who's like anonymous.
Oh, okay, and you're
familiar.
You endorse the free usage of pot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, yeah. I mean, you know, we want to get the word out that there's kind of like, you know, no bad side effects from, you know, smoking pot.
Do we know you?
Know me? You work with me, but I don't know if you know me.
Yeah, we thought your voice sounded a little bit familiar.
But you can smoke pot every day and still, like, you know, string a sentence together.
Just maybe a little haltered, yeah.
Good morning to you.
Okay, we'll see you.